Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Dave Glover Show is sponsored by the Michaels Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, KMOX. We're here at Hardee's Mid Rivers Mall Drive, about a half mile south of Highway 70. And people coming in, just streaming in. And every person is a story, right?
Yeah.
And they have their story about listening to DGS or something that one of us said. And I had a gentleman come up to me. I'm going to try not to cry. I'm going to cry a bunch this show. And he said, and he was crying, and he said, "I want to thank you for what you do with No One Dies Alone." And he gave me a card that said, "For all of us who couldn't be there." That's sweet.
Yes.
That is.
And it had a $100 bill in it. And I kept that one.
And then straight in the pocket.
I put it in the pocket. Mm-hmm. I said, "I have earned this. Yeah. I deserve this." So now we put it in with the Operation Food Search. Here live, we have Mike Stewart, Stu, who is the manager of my Bud Light baseball team and has a long history with creative and marketing for Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. And I thought you'd be a great guest. So good to see you.
Thank you.
Always great to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here. It's great to meet Andrew and Rachel. Yeah. And who's the other guy on the show?
Yeah, you don't need to know him. You don't need to know him.
He doesn't matter.
He's so meek and timid. A lot of people miss his
Doesn't really fill the room, you know.
I hardly notice him.
How far back do you go with Wheels?
A long time. I'll bet it's been easily 15 years, 16 years, something like that. We met with we have a mutual friend, Brendan Roberts, who wrote for Sporting News for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he knew Wheels. When Wheels moved from Chicago to here, he goes, "Hey, this guy can play baseball." That's how I meet most people. They all call me and say, "Hey, this guy can play baseball."
Yeah.
And so they bring him out. Wheels came out and immediately just, you know, synced up with him. He's just a good dude.
Yeah. The only time we played baseball with him a little bit, and then he threw out the first pitch, and I threw out the first pitch, and I was just like a bundle of nerves. And he just remember that? He just walked out there and casually threw a 75 mile an hour strike.
I hated him in
just
that
like,
moment.
Oh, yeah. Just like it was nothing.
To be fair, he's experienced
the
pressure before.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, he is unflappable, so you have to take that into consideration.
When he first came out, I, you know, and I got a look at him. I thought, that's a catcher right
there.
Yeah,
100%.
This is we're like brethren immediately. I'm a catcher.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, but I had three catchers at the time, and I said, you know, Wheels, why don't you he said, I'll just play anywhere. I'll play anywhere. And I said, all right, go play left field. And, I mean, within the first at-bat, a guy hit this towering long fly ball to left field, and Wheels just ran back, whoop, caught it, whipped it into second base, and I went, you're no catcher.
Yeah.
You're better than that. Yeah. And then he threw an inning. He actually pitched an inning, went 1-2-3, and I said, okay, you can stay.
Yeah, yeah.
You can stay. So, yeah, he was a good player, good guy, good arm.
So talk a little bit just about the men's league, and because I didn't know it existed. I just got bit by the bug when Wheels and I had batting practice down at Bush and found a website, put my name in, and you grabbed me. But tell everyone just about the league in general.
Well, I feel vindicated, and I grabbed you right away. You're a leading hitter, hit 1,000 this year.
1,000.
Led the Bud Light organization in hitting. So, the league's been around for a long time, actually. There are two. One is the St. Louis Men's Baseball League, and it was at one time affiliated with a national organization that play all these tournaments, national tournaments at Phoenix and Florida and places like that. And then the league that you're in the 60 and over league is the St. Louis Baseball Forever League, which kind of broke off from the original league to kind of have older teams in that league. So, but both are, you know, they're competitive leagues. It's mostly guys who just, you know, didn't want to play softball, you know, and they still wanted to play baseball. I call it baseball in slow motion.
Yes.
But it's still baseball, and there's still some really good players out there.
Really good players.
Yeah.
Really good. Like, Buck is probably the best player I've ever played with.
Yeah.
And he's still so friggin' good.
Yeah, you haven't played with enough players. Is the problem. No, Danny's great. Danny led, you know, he was top five in the league in hitting, so he's a good hitter. He could throw it. Once upon a time, he was a really nice pitcher as well. But he's since hurt his arm, and he doesn't pitch anymore. But yeah, he's a good player. We have a bunch of good players on the team. Guys with pro experience that have just loved to play.
It's so much fun. Like when so many people, I wear the shirt all the time, as you know, and people like, oh, Bud Light, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, no, that's my baseball team. I still play baseball. And like, oh, what's that like? And I say, it's exactly like Little League. No one can throw it to first on without a hop, and but just like putting on the fresh uniform and warming up with your buddies, and just the chalk lines on the field. I mean, it just you're 10 years old again.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, I mean, I've been doing it for a long, long time. I'm a baseball lifer anyway, but it's just really good to get out and play.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on that. It's if I can play catch. I'd play catch every day.
That's right.
I'd swing the bat. I'd go to the batting cages still just for fun. And, I just love being around the game.
So I know that you have a long history with AB and Bud Light and creatives and commercials. Like, what was your job? What was your story when you first started back then?
Oh, how much time do we have? I started, I went to SIU because it was a communication school, and it was a school that they used to say back then, they'd say, hey, you know, SIU isn't going to get you a job, it'll get you an interview. And immediately I got an internship at Channel 2 working in the sports department, and stayed there for a couple of years and became an editor and a sports producer, if you will. And then I eventually moved over to Channel 5 and edited for Channel 5, and then got into Anheuser-Busch through the Busch Creative Group, which was a subsidiary of Anheuser-Busch that did all the creative stuff for AB. And eventually from there went to Bud Sports, where I got to work at Cardinal Baseball. I was the coordinating producer for Cardinal Baseball for 7 years. And, you know, it was kind of a tough job to leave because
I
loved it.
I bet.
But eventually got into marketing and advertising production, and for about almost 20 years was working on all the Anheuser-Busch commercials, radio, television. At the end, I started doing signage for venues all over the country. I always point, I see a different stadium on the TV, I say, I put that sign there. I know that sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Who are the guys on the Cardinals, both broadcast and players, when you were there? Like, who stands out?
You know, it was an interesting time. I loved Joe Torre. He was the manager when I was there. Loved Joe. He was just this great guy to work with. You know, we'd always go to him and say, Joe, hey, we need, will you do a promo for the station in, you know, Little Rock, Arkansas? I'd go, yeah, let's do it right now. Let's go. And I'd hand him a script. And he'd knock it out. It was no secret after he finished that he ended up in broadcasting for a while because he's just very good.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the teams were not the best teams around the time that I was there, but there are a lot of really great people, tons of great people. I was there end of 88 to 96.
Okay.
So you know, a little bit of a downtime, but
was that Ricky Horton time?
Ricky, yeah. Ricky's a buddy. Worked with Ricky a little bit, and you know, I worked with Al Hrabowski, who's one of my favorite people ever. Yeah. And at the time, it was Ken Wilson who was on the air. He was the play-by-play guy, and then Jack and Mike, and you know, it was just a really great time to be around those folks, to get to know those folks.
What was it like being at Bud Light? I'm going to call it during the glory years of the advertising.
Yeah.
You guys really broke ground. Everyone, like Super Bowls and stuff, you're always looking to see what AB was going to do and what Bud Light was going to do. That must have just been a blast.
It was a lot of fun. I never really was involved in the creative. I was always the production manager, if you will, and would always work through, you know, budgets and locations and how we're going to treat the product and all those kinds of things. And in the creative piece was done by our agencies and a really great group of talented marketing people. We just had lunch the other day, a bunch of retirees from the marketing department. We all had lunch the other day and just kind of relived some of the great times. You know, Bud Light was the number one beer in the country at the time. So, you know, it was always good because we had more money to spend on advertising.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So got to do a lot of great stuff. Traveled to a lot of great places, worked with a lot of really great folks, and you know, I have a little my wife Laurie picks on me because I have a book that has pictures of me and all the celebrities. She calls it the I Love Me book, and it's a 3-ring binder with all the pictures of the people I met and got to work with, and it was really a fun time. And I worked through that. I left the brewery in 2017, and now I'm just on my own doing my own consulting with different advertisers. So.
How has advertising changed, in your opinion, over the time that you've been doing it?
Man, I'll tell you, I'm old enough to remember when we shot on film, mm-hmm. and that was always a delicate medium to work in because, you know, while it was always very rich and very picturesque, it also came with this risk of lighting not being right. You can't fix it. And back then, we didn't have the tools we have now to fix things in post like you do. Now, everything is so much easier technically and production-wise. It's so much easier to capture the images. But now we used to produce things for the network broadcast. Now we produce things for Instagram, mm-hmm. TikTok, you know, streaming services, all different formats and all different styles. So it's changed a lot in how we distribute. But it's still, you know, the same people who know lighting, the same people who know how to run a camera. They're still the pros that are out there still doing it.
I remember one of my fondest memories from college was we had a guy who came in from Darcy, I think, who was the big creator back then, and judged our projects, and we had to sell bicycles. And that's back when Imelda Marcos had 10,000 pairs of shoes. And I did one where she had 1,000 bikes around her, and she said, who can pick just one? And he called me up. This never happened for me academically. And he called me up, and he goes, when you graduate, I want you to call me. He's like, this is good. Yeah. He said, I have a bunch of monkeys like you in a back room. And that gave me some confidence for the first time.
Absolutely. Now, you know, the advertising business is very rewarding. For the advertising agency creative teams, we used to joke all the time, they were all the guys in the back with the ponytails. And they were the ones writing and drawing and coming up with these great ideas. And they came up with fantastic ideas for Anheuser-Busch. You know, some of the most iconic campaigns out there were Anheuser-Busch campaigns. And it was always very lucrative, but it was you were only as good as your last idea.
That's right.
And so you see a lot of migration. They move around to different agencies. But really, if you've got a good idea, it's worth millions of dollars.
Yeah. Just well, thanks for coming out, man. Yeah. I appreciate it. This is fun.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I want to give you this. This is on behalf of the Bud Light baseball team. We want to contribute.
Wow, that's so cool.
A little donation for you, and just we hope that it'll help. I appreciate the work. The Operation Food Search folks are the best people ever.
That's awesome.
They help. I'm close to the Rittner Co-Care Pantry, and I know they help the pantry a lot, so I really appreciate it. You guys are doing great work here.
So
thank
Mike took
so
up money from my baseball team, and it's going to make me cry. They gave me a check for $18. This is
Wait a minute. That's a zero, not an eight.
$500. $500 from the Bud Light baseball team. Thank you. Thank you to all my brothers.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
great.
Absolutely.
Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here. Come and see us at the Hardee's at 501 Mid Rivers Mall, about half a mile south of Highway 70. Bring me some money. Get a magnet from Andrea and Leo. Get a beanie. They're $20. See it in a couple minutes.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. We are live at Hardee's, Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Come on by. Get yourself a beanie. Get yourself a magnet. We only have 2 turd baby magnets left. So you're going to have to really negotiate with Adriana.
Yeah.
She's not just giving away those turd babies, mm-hmm. right? Our buddy Janelle is here with us. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys,
yeah.
too. This is really cool.
So you're going to stick with us till 4 o'clock, right?
Okay.
Okay, good. And what have you seen recently, this week?
Well, I can finally talk about Avatar.
Okay, good.
Fire and Ash.
Yeah.
And I'm how much Andrew loves these movies.
I'm so excited. I hate these movies so much.
He hates them so much, excited. He's going to go hate watch it. So.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Are you really going to go see it?
Yeah, I'm going to go see it on Tuesday.
That's fun with your brother?
Counting the minutes.
Yeah.
He hates them as much as I do.
You guys will really love this then.
Yes!
Is it hateable for people that hate it?
It's hateable for people. Well, I don't know. You might be bored by it because you've seen
it
already.
I heard it's the exact same movie as the last one.
Yeah. I said, hey, you know... you've already seen this movie back in 2022, and it was called The Way of the Water. So it's just... it's 3 hours and 15 minutes of introducing a couple new characters, but to just sit there and watch the movie end exactly the same way the second one did.
Can I ask maybe a dumb question?
Yeah. Sure.
Why was there such a huge gap between the first and second Avatar, and now they're cramming this next one in?
I don't know. Between the 2009 and 2022?
Yeah.
Not really a good reason, right?
No, there wasn't. It was just he talked about wanting the technology to kind of... I think he was already so ahead.
Oh, okay.
And, getting a chance to catch up to what his vision was. Mm. And it just seems like he's just kind of recycling that vision over and over again, which is very exciting to hear that he has 4 and 5 coming out, in the next few years. So.
I thought I read that this was it.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, he's got 4 and 5 coming out, and it's unless he gets in, opens a different playbook, I fear that we just might be watching the same movie over and over again.
Do you think that this one will be boring enough that even the Avatar people will be like, okay...
No, I think there's some people that just go in and they're just like, oh, I love it so much. But I think people get swept away by the spectacle of the movie. And I compared it online to Clark Griswold's Christmas Turkey, where it looks really great on the outside. Yeah, and the minute they cut in, it's a big fart, So it's like, yeah, that was when I did my review, I was like, well... you're going to go and you're going to be blown away by how it looks. It's in 3D. You're going to be amazed. It's going to look great. But if you sit on it for a little while, you're going to be like, I didn't really get anything from this. And got a lot of plot holes. But it looks great. And people are going mainly. Well, I shouldn't say mainly. That's really terrible. But I will be going again, not sitting through the movie. I will be going and watching trailers and walking out. Because IMAX is showing the Christopher Nolan 6-minute prologue for The Odyssey and a trailer.
Mm. Has that hit online yet, or is it only in theaters?
Christopher Nolan will not release his trailers online. Okay. He wants you to go to the theater and experience them. So I'm going to go and catch, because it's only at IMAX, which I think is only the only one is Ronnie's. And so I'll go see the Odyssey prologue, the Odyssey trailer. The Doomsday trailer is going to be attached to that. So you're going to have people go for the entire experience, but I don't know how many will walk out pleased.
Do you know much about the Steven Spielberg Alien movie yet?
Oh, Disclosure?
Yeah.
Just right now that the trailer looked good, although I felt like it had a little issues with some of the CGI and the animals that were shown. It was a little uncanny valley.
Yeah.
So, obviously they'll clean that all up before it comes out next year. But next year is looking good as long as you take out all the sequels.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here and be back on the other side with Dave Murray. It's too bad Mitch isn't still here.
I know. I was just thinking
that would have been great.
Yeah, we specifically told him to wait and then
maybe
he's
coming back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I like your attitude. All right, quick break, right back. Come see us at Hardee's and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Guys, DGS on Cable X. Sorry, I was distracted. I was looking at a listener's tarantula. So take that as you may. Janelle's here hanging out with us. What do we have coming up? Going to do Half Wits at 4 p.m. We'll get Adriana in on that. You can be
I donated some money,
want.
So if people could come by. I did paid for 3 hats for anybody that couldn't afford them.
Very nice.
Yes,
very nice. So anyone out there who wants to pick up a hat and you don't have the $20, we're not going to embarrass you. Just come on by, sitting on the table here, and just grab them. Dave Murray joins us from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, great to talk to you. Great to talk to you. So typically during these shows, we raise about $4,000 to $5,000, and we are currently at $9,800.
Oh my gosh!
Woo-hoo. So we have 90 minutes left in the show. Yeah, yeah, 98 friggin' hundred. So we're gonna hit 10,000 for sure, even if I have to pull it out of my pocket. And let's see how much more we can do than that. So just come out to 501 Mid Rivers Mall Drive, the Hardee's. You can park in the Schnucks if you need to, if there aren't spots in the Hardee's, and just walk right over here. Get yourself a hat. How many hats we got over there? Like a couple dozen, maybe? Okay, so a couple dozen. $20. They're great hats. These are my very favorite hats. I took a lot of them and threw them in my Jeep just so I could have some of these. Dave, let's do the forecast. How are we looking for the weekend?
All righty. The weekend looks okay, though, a little up and down in our temperatures. We're kind of used to that. But we are in the southerly flow again tomorrow in the afternoon. It's a little breezy, but it's sunny, and let's jump it up to 56. A dry cold front coming through fairly quickly on Saturday evening. Winds turn to the northwest, so going down to 28, lots of clouds Saturday night. Sunday, first day of winter. Winter begins 9:03 in the morning, mostly sunny, but it's a little chilly. Northwest wind 43. Then we start an amazing warm-up for our holiday week. Still a little chilly on Monday, partly sunny, 49. It really kicks into gear on Tuesday. Tuesday is sunny and 61. Wednesday, Christmas Eve, cloudy skies. During the day on Wednesday, 67 for the high. And Thursday, Christmas Day, sunny and 72. The record for Christmas Day is 71 from 1889. So it's a really old record. And we have a shot of tying or even breaking that thing on Christmas Day.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be weird, you know.
It's going to be weird
on Christmas Day.
Yeah, we've been kind of close to that. The record on Christmas Eve is 73 from 2021, so not that far back. But for Christmas Day, you know, if you've gotten a sled for anybody, you may want to trade that in.
There you go. I want to give a couple of shout outs before we jump into headlines, Vic. Fix Outers, who's always the first guy on the stream to say hello. So happy Friday to you, Vic. We appreciate you. And to my buddy Rob, who owns Harvest Town Auto Body, just dropped by. And he is a very good friend, and he was the one who finally called it on my most recent Jeep that needed to be totaled. And he's just gone way, way above and beyond. And he's a great friend and a brother. So I appreciate Rob, and I appreciate him coming by. Do some headlines.
Well, we have one more person from the stream we should shout out.
Who's that? Oh, I forgot all about it. Dave. Guess who showed up at the Hardee's event earlier today?
No, Mitch.
Mitch.
He was here.
Great.
He exists. He's not a ghost. He's real.
I love
and
it.
And totally great guy. He was so cool and so sweet. And, he was just – and I told him that I'm going to pay for it, and I'm going to fly him to Laguna Beach to just show up and knock on your door.
Well, I'm glad Mitch is a good guy, because I don't like my stalkers to be crummy guys.
That's right. Yeah, he's the nicest stalker I've ever met. So back to headlines.
Yeah, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So there is a new executive order that's setting aside Christmas Eve and December 26th as federal holidays. So that's good news if you're a federal employee. Mm-hmm. I think in the past, in the first Trump administration, he would always do Christmas Eve, give folks Christmas Eve off. Then Joe Biden continued that tradition. Well, now there's an order that's just given everybody the 24th and the 26th. So
good.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, good. I like that.
Former U.S. President Barack Obama recently shared his list of favorite movies, books, and songs of the year on social media. I always love it when Obama does this because I'm like, okay?
Why?
I mean, I'm sure some people are excited for it, but I always just go like, who is this for?
He's Obama, I get it.
And it's always like the most popular things in
There's 0% chance that it's his actual list.
Right.
I just started to say I would never have the audacity to do that, and then I remember and I have a box full of Dave's faves.
Right.
You're wearing a hat with your name on it.
Which were delicious, by the way. I did buy myself a box of those, and they lasted 4 days.
4 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
According to a new poll, Americans fear that sports betting is threatening the integrity of games. 70% of respondents believe that sports gambling undermines the integrity of the game, with concerns about game fixing being a major issue. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of work to do as far as these companies and the sports leagues to convince folks that nothing untoward is happening.
Yeah, we're in a new world with that. And, you know, I do lives for Underdog, and I would do lives for FanDuel or DraftKings. I'm not against it. But I was saying at lunch the other day with you guys that I'm a little off-put. And I know that we're just starting this and it's really blowing up. Maybe it'll settle down a little bit. But I don't like, as a sports fan, that you never hear anything about sports without it being brought to you by a gambling site.
Right.
It would
be
nice if it were just a little more parody.
Yeah, and all the tickers on the TV are all DraftKings and such. Yeah.
Another study finds fewer American teenagers are using drugs and alcohol, which is great, obviously. But more are
all the old people are.
But more are drinking energy drinks. So by about 10th grade, they saw a significant increase, with 20% of teens using energy drinks on a daily basis. 12th graders, nearly 23%, are reporting daily energy drink use. So, you know, some of the concerns there are high caffeine and sugar content that causes lack of sleep, anxiety, heart issues, dehydration, jitteriness, digestive problems, and potentially dependency. Wheels talks about this all the time. It drives him crazy that these teenagers want to use energy drinks. Like, you don't need it. You already have energy.
You are an energy drink.
So it is concerning.
Do you want to talk about your caffeine thing? Is that too personal?
No. I would. Well, here I go, setting another goal that I probably won't meet on the air. No, just kidding. I'm going to cut down to half calf. Starting January 1st, and I eventually would like to get rid of caffeine. I mean, I'll have a soda here and there. It's not going to be like total soda sobriety.
Like being sober, yeah.
Right, but I don't like the jittery feeling I get from caffeine, and it would be nice to just move on from that for a while. I've cut it out for long periods before, but I do love my coffee. It is tough.
Rachel, have you tried cold brew?
Yes, too much of that makes me feel insane because it's just so concentrated, right, Dave?
Well, I don't know if it's concentrated, but I find I can't drink normal coffee much anymore, but I can drink cold brew.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, for whatever reason, when I do just like a plain cold brew, I feel like I'm getting more caffeine. I'm probably totally wrong. Okay, moving on with headlines. For the first time ever, a person who uses a wheelchair is going to be able to fly to space. And this is happening through Blue Origin. An aerospace engineer who suffered a spinal cord injury will be a part of the 6-member team on the new Shepard rocket. And this is the 16th human flight for Blue Origin. This is going to be the kind of thing where they just go up for a little bit and experience microgravity before coming back to Earth. But I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess I never really thought about that. Yeah, that's great.
FIFA has slashed World Cup prices because they faced a lot of backlash. Fans were being asked to pay $4,185 for seats. So now FIFA is coming out and saying, we'll offer you some at a price point of $60. So that's quite a
which will be
walk
resold
back.
For $5,000.
Right. Mm-hmm. But they're anticipating to have about 400 to 750 $60 tickets for each game. So, I mean, it's good that they're doing something. But like you said, I'm sure they'll be resold.
Will you be able to see the game from those seats?
Good question.
I don't understand the mathematics of it, but I do know that I've gone to fewer concerts because I'm paying for Phoebe to go to these concerts. They're $500 a ticket.
Right.
I mean, I get it. Everything costs more, but $500 a ticket. I mean, that's just nuts.
It's crazy. The thing is, just about everything now is scalped, or like people buy up. So it's like, this not kind of related, but not related. Like, I was wanting the gingerbread AT-AT from Legos, mm-hmm. and they sold it online for $60, and a whole bunch of scalpers bought them all up, are now selling them on eBay for $100, $200. And it's like, okay, well, I was going to be able to get it, and now I can't. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Yeah.
You know, just since we're talking about the price of things right now, I did want to point out how incredible it is that the listeners have raised this much this year, because yeah. it just feels like money is tight and yes. people have less of a disposable yes. income because of how much everything costs. So the fact that people are making the sacrifice and making the donations, like just the amount we've brought in today, it is really, truly incredible.
And to that point, Judy just handed me a slip. We just passed $10,000 just today.
Really wonderful. And we still have an hour left in the show.
Another hour left in the show. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's do one more story, and then we will go to break. The last pennies ever made have been auctioned off for $16.76 million.
For what? For a penny?
It looks like it's 3 cent sets. So you're getting 3 pennies with this. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, if it was only 1 penny, I was going to say, but 3.
So, I'm sorry, I read this wrong. So, they sold 232 of these 3 penny sets. So, they were going for like $800,000. But still, they ended up going for $16 million. That's still insane.
Yeah. This is the kind of thing, I'm just going to get a shiny penny and say it's the last
one. Yeah, this is the last one ever made.
Aren't they supposed to have a party in Washington, D.C., like next year, like celebrating the last, like everybody's going to be dressing up as Abraham Lincoln. I swear it was on KMOX.
Ain't got a dream.
No, I was going to say a dream too.
I promise you it's out there.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
All righty. Have a great weekend.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more from Hardee's, DGS, and KMOX.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, guys. DG Ask KMOX here live at Hardee's Mid Rivers Mall Drive, collecting money for Operation Food Search. We just passed $10,000 just for today. The listeners got to witness just how really stupid we are, because we're trying to figure out how many people we could have for five microphones, which is five. And but we went round and round about it, like, well, we have three people for each microphone. So
yeah, the problem is Dave was like, well, what if we paired people up like that? And I was like, well, that's twice as many numbers. And,
no one can multiply five by two. So.
Yeah. Now you're asking me to count to 10. I don't know.
So let's try to get like a running total of everything. You know, everything from Hardee's, everything from Bissinger's, everything from online. And
yeah, I'm pretty sure I got a good idea of what we're at the moment.
Okay.
Should I say
please.
It?
No, let's just sit here awkwardly and stare at each other.
I think we're at about 52.5
okay.
right now, which is pretty
total.
Darn good. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Online plus, you know, what we've raised already with Hardee's, what we brought in today, plus the Bissinger's amount. So I think we're at about that. That's a rough number. That's not an exact number.
And then we still have through Monday.
Through Monday.
So we'll add all that money to that.
Mm-hmm.
And Adriana just let me know she's selling her magnets, that she's $68 away from $1,000.
Woo!
53.5.
Okay, good. That was quick.
I was not counting that.
That was quick. Very nice.
So there we go on that.
I'll just go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
Trying
good.
To do this
Perfect.
Live on the fly. I tell you guys about John Moriarty from E3 Wealth. I've known John 20 years probably, and I represented him back on 97.1. He did a show on 97.1. He's a baseball player like me. He's a super good guy, and he's pretty brilliant when it comes to helping business owners and entrepreneurs. And the way he can help you, like I always say, like I'm a W-2 employee. I can only do a couple of deductions. I would love to be able to do more. I tried that. I got audited. That wasn't good. But if you have your own business, you can take thousands of deductions. He can help you to know the right one so that you stay out of trouble, but you diminish your the taxes that you have to pay. He can help you with alternative asset classes, protecting your wealth that you fought hard to build. And he's a great business coach. So he can help to get your business, your entrepreneurship to the next level. He's really easy to find. Simply go to the website e3wealth.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.